Happy New Year from the Diz Insider. Holler at your boy. No, I'm kidding. It's Dempsey, you know, the one and only, with the one and only Amber and the one and only Jordan.
We're back together, you guys. It's only been reunited. Like 75 years.
The original three.
It's the core three. It doesn't have the same ring, but we're
the Golden Trio. That's what they call them in Percy Jackson.
Golden Trio. Very timely, which, by the way, been loving your coverage of it. Has the story stayed consistent? Wait, we're not on episode 5 yet, right? No, so you wouldn't know.
No, we just did episode 4.
Damn. Oh, you think... I'll ask you next week. But I'm curious to know if it's getting better beyond the first 4 episodes that they've given us.
All right.
So, we'll talk about that next time. But, Jordan, anything new with parks? I want to touch that before we start getting into what we're going to talk about today.
With the parks, other than construction news, there's like nothing worth talking about, in my opinion. Yeah, that's like it. Construction, it's always under construction. Disneyland Paris is a constant state of refurbishment or construction.
But it's like nothing ever happens there.
Literally, like I don't know what they're building half the time. There's always a crane. But they are doing the Walt Disney Studios expansion. They're chugging along. You know, they announced that in like 2018, and they're just doing the Frozen Land now, getting to it.
It's just sad.
Then Disneyland Paris need to get their, not Disneyland Paris, but Disney need to kick up the bum, because apparently now we're getting a Universal Studios in England. So that is going to be like their first real competition. So they have to do something to kind of, get like push. I don't know how to explain it. need to do something.
They got to get their heads in the game. They got to go better in Europe, because right now their only representation in Europe is DLP, and it is not up to snuff
at all.
Exactly. Like, it is great to go to, don't get me wrong, but when you've been to the American parks, you can see how much of a huge step down it is.
That's so wild. Universal is all over it. Correct me if I'm wrong. Oh, no, I just immediately corrected myself. I was going to say Dune is Universal, but Dune is not. Dune is Warner Brothers.
Yeah. Dune is one.
But Universal has some stake in Harry Potter, right?
Yes, they're at Universal, because that Universal Studios.
Yeah. They have Harry Potter they could do stuff with. They have the Minions, right? That I can. Mm-hmm. This might be too dark, but they could do like an Oppenheimer experience.
Oh, I don't my know. God.
No, Universal actually has a lot of stuff.
Oh, my God. It would be like when you... Did you guys go to... Dempsey, did you ever go to Universal Studios and do the Backdraft experience? Oh, you know, you're not on the West Coast. Oh, my God. Okay, so...
Backdraft, like the movie?
Yes, the movie Backdraft, about like, you know, the firefighters and stuff. There was literally an experience where you would go in and you would feel like the backdraft, and it was so freaking hot. And I remember we used to do that walkthrough after doing Waterworld, because that was like a water show and they'd spray you and you get freaking soaked. So we would do Waterworld and then we would go on Backdraft, because they would have like an actual flame and you'd just be like, oh, now I'm dry. They should do that for Oppenheimer, where you feel the bomb go off.
Yeah, you literally, everybody has to put on goggles, and everybody, we're going to count down to the explosion. No, on the East Coast, I do remember the one time only in my life that I've gone to Universal Studios, and I was like 10 years old. They had Twister.
Oh, my God.
Kind of relevant, because they got the sequel coming out this year.
I freaking love Twister. Twister is like a Conahan, my maiden name. That's like a Conahan family classic.
But they don't have a ride Twister. Or experience over
no,
there, right?
I never got to do the experience for that one.
It's really scary, but it's also really stupid in hindsight. Like, they have you stand on like a porch. It's like a fake porch. And then for like 2 minutes, it just rains really hard. So you get a little wet. And then they have like this fake cow that just flies around. It's like, moo. And then you see the thunder and the Twister.
That's amazing.
And then it's over. And then you leave.
Oh, my God. I don't
know if they still have it in the East Coast, but when I went
last
time, that I remember that vividly. I was like, this is so...
That is like the most amazing thing I've ever heard. Did you see how long the line was for the meet and greet with the Grinch?
No.
Yeah.
It was 420 minutes long.
On Christmas? I'm assuming during the Christmas season.
Yes. Yeah, his Christmas meet and greet was like 7 freaking hours.
They do that on purpose. They They make people queue on purpose to show how popular their theme park is. And they do it, I know they do it on purpose, because they could do a virtual queue. They're like,
Yeah.
if there's any other reason to do a virtual queue, it's for something like that.
Not
So
only
you
that,
don't
you
have
could have
to.
more than one Grinch, guys.
Exactly.
That would
Right.
cut things in half.
It was nuts. I was like, who in their right mind would wait like half of their park day for a character meet and greet?
Or all of
Yeah.
you said 7 hours. That's like a full work shift. Jesus Christ.
Bad.
Whatever.
When I went to Disney World in 2018, my main goal was to meet Jack and Sally, and we started queuing, and we looked like we were really close to the front, but because they have a break every half hour, we were like 5 hours into the line, and I was like, nah.
Oh
Yeah,
my God.
it was my one goal to meet them, and even I was like, I'm not waiting 5 hours to meet a character for 2 minutes.
Yeah, that's it's
They
unfortunate.
gotta
That's
fix
kind of
this.
like that's become a staple of like fandom. I even think of like meeting people at conventions and stuff. Like I love Chris Evans, but I'm not gonna spend thousands of dollars for like a 30-second interaction.
And I mean,
Yeah.
especially because a
Yeah.
lot of these meet and greets in the parks, like they're for the kids, so they can meet the princesses and the princes and stuff. And you can't have kids queuing for 5 hours. That doesn't work.
I remember when, yeah, what
Oh,
were you gonna
sorry.
say, Jordan? No, what were you gonna say?
I was gonna say I paid like 60, £70 to meet Stan Lee, and we queued for like 30 minutes. And he's like an old man, and he didn't keep us waiting.
He's like, I
That's
don't have
normal.
much time left. Let's move this
Yeah.
along.
For real. No, I remember it was also when I was like 10 that I went to Disney World. And the characters are just all over the park. You didn't have to set a schedule. You could just, if you saw one of the dwarves over there, you could just say, I want to take a picture of you. And then they took a picture and then they go on their merry way. I hate that kind of system that they've developed or kind of created, really.
It's not great.
It is not, but we hopefully we get some good news, parks news in 2024, some major updates.
Yeah, I mean, D23 should be huge for that, especially with that whole like $60 billion or whatever thing that they were granted, or like that they were said they were allocating to the parks. We don't know where like half of that's going yet, so
Yeah.
things that will be announced and never built.
Yeah.
probably. Yeah.
Shelved. Yeah. Well, as you all know, listeners, we will be on top of that. We'll be all over that. Our plan is to be there in person. So let's
I
just hope it
will. I
happens.
can
Yeah.
definitely tell you I'll be there.
As a fan or as a member of the press, one way or
One way
another,
or another,
I will be
my butt will be at
there.
the Honda Center. And I hate the Honda Center. I hate it with a passion, but I will still be there.
So I want to use that as a segue to talk about so things that we're looking forward to this year. D23 is obviously one of them. Let's talk about projects and Disney-centric projects specifically. I got the slate for Disney. It was at the end of last year, and it sucked. It's not great, and it's missing some pretty big things. I want to see if I could pull it up for you guys. But although I'm pretty sure you guys saw it because we covered it on the website. So 2024, these are things that are dated as of the day that we're recording this podcast. Oh my God. Sorry, excuse me. As of the day we're recording this podcast, Echo,
Yes.
January 10th. Or
9th now.
January 9th. January 9th. When they sent this, it was January 10th. Correct. They just changed that, and the embargo is kind of weird on that. I think it's day of now. Then we have the nothing Disney at all till April. So that's February, March, April. There's no show. There's no anything. Although I'm sure that's going to change. But after that, after Echo, we don't get anything until the first Omen, which is like,
That's so niche too. Like that's only for
yeah.
a specific part of their audience. So that's not gonna do much for them at all.
Anything. And that strikes me as such a Hulu release. Like the trailer looks great, don't get me wrong. It kind of feels like give me some A24 neon Blumhouse, one of those indie movie vibes. But you know, its sole purpose is to drive a franchise,
Yeah.
which at this point, I don't know any diehard Omen fans that have been like, no, we need a new Omen.
No. No, they don't
Die.
exist.
Then after that, we have Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, which I think is going to be the first, like, real hit. But it's also, like, really the first big thing they're releasing this year. 5 months into the year. 5 months.
Well, that's what strikes will give you.
Yeah.
They were like, let's just push everything back.
And then I'm not going to go through everything, but then you have Inside Out. Well, I'm going to go through everything, but I'm not going to, like, just, like, pick at everything. Inside Out's in June. Deadpool, the only Marvel movie at all this year, in July.
That to me is insane.
I think, considering all the criticism and all the flops that, like, at the box office, I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
But it doesn't change the fact that many of the things that are already in production were things that are still coming out were already in production and announced when some of that other stuff was already in production. So, like, Ironheart, I think they should have just released this year. I feel bad for that poor girl.
I forgot that one even existed.
I feel bad for that poor girl. In 2020, they revealed that she was going to be Ironheart. Makes her debut in 2022 Black Panther. And then she's not going to be seen or heard from again until, like, 2025 at the earliest.
That's bad.
I feel so bad. And she's very Dominique Thorne. Love her. Interviewed her. She's fantastic. And she was, like, one of the biggest bright spots of Black Panther, I thought. So, Alien. And this is what is weird. Like, Agatha, Darkhold Diaries, fall 2024. We know you guys are going to have it in time for Halloween. That's so dumb. I don't even know what the hell The Amateur is, but that's coming out in November. And me and Amber and Jordan were just talking about this before. Mufasa is slated for the Christmas holiday season, December 20th. I think it's going to get pushed back.
That would make me so freaking salty. I mean, granted, I was upset that it was pushed back before, but I was also kind of glad because I didn't want it to open 4th of July weekend. I just didn't feel that was the right time for it. And, you know, we need more, like, family films at Christmas. But the problem is it's opening the same day as Sonic the Hedgehog 3, and that's what everyone's going to take their kids to see. So.
Yeah. Then if I had to choose between that, something like a known property with established characters that you kind of know what you're already going to get, as opposed to, like, a prequel where you kind of know what you're going to get, but it's from a different director and it's, you don't really know the vision if it's going to align with the first live action one, even though the first live action one wasn't great, but it wasn't awful either. You know, it's weird. It's kind of a crapshoot at that point. So I think Barry Jenkins can do no wrong. I'm still surprised that he did it. Like, when I first heard that he was attached to it, I was like, it's one of those pieces of news that sounds too good to be true.
Yeah, you're like, the heck?
Yeah, but hey, apparently he's seeing it through. So we'll have to see. It's either going to be, like, one of the best Disney movies ever made or one of the worst.
It could just be one of the weirdest. It'll just make no sense. Be like, why did they go this direction? I'm hoping that because of the, you know, type of director that he is and the stories he's told, and he'll be able to bring an element of drama and emotion to this, because the story they're telling is going to be, like, pretty powerful and pretty passionate. If they get it correct, it's going to be, like, really heartbreaking and really good to watch. So I'm still looking forward to it, but I'll catch me on anything lion related. So, yeah, you know,
we'll see. We'll continue, of course. And as we just pointed out too, like, these dates mean absolutely nothing, because they put out the press release and Echo changed. It moved up a day. So literally, take it with a grain of salt. And then all of these are not yet dated, but they're expected to come out this year. You got the Wakanda animated series, which is going to be on Disney Plus, called Eyes of Wakanda. The Acolyte, which I can't believe. The Acolyte and Skeleton Crew. Both of them are coming out this year.
Oh my gosh.
And then they have the Tales of the Jedi, which the first one was kind of came out and was swept under the rug. The Bad Batch. I know a lot of people were fans of that. X-Men 97, which I thought would have been released much sooner than later. And then Your Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man, which I think is called something else. Oh, no, no, no. They changed it. So my question is to you, with all that information, all those things, what are you guys looking forward to the most this year, if anything, besides Lion King, Amber?
I know. There's really not, honestly, not a lot of it sounds good or interesting to me. It's just kind of But it's just like they have to, it's like 2024 is going to be a filler year for them. Like, we just have to put something out. Let's just see, let's just do these. If anything, it's, I mean, it's got to be Deadpool 3. I love Ryan Reynolds. I'll watch him in anything. And I did that. I watched like four of his movies over like the Christmas break. But no, I mean, that's really the only thing that I can think that, and Inside Out 2. Inside Out 2, I think, will actually be a good film and very enjoyable. I don't have hope that Deadpool 3 will actually be good. I will watch it, but I just, you know.
That's surprising.
If it's going to be Cameo City, I'm fine with that. But the way they've been doing Cameo City so far is just not enjoyable. And it's just, I don't know. I don't hold that hope that it's going to be good. I'm, you know, we'll see what happens. I'd love to be proved wrong. I'd love to be proven wrong. But I guess we'll have to wait till July to find out.
What about you, Jordan?
I'm excited for the new Apes movie. The only thing that puts me off of it is that the further into the future they go with the Planet of the Apes films, the closer they get to the original series, which means the closer it's going to feel more like a remake. But at least this one doesn't look too much like a remake, but it's a new trilogy, so you know, once they bring those people back from space, that's when it's going to be remake territory. Inside Out 2, I'm a little bit excited for, but not really, because the first one is my favorite Pixar film, and I just don't see why it needs a sequel. I've seen all of the Omen films, and I rewatched them last year for some reason. They're not particularly good, so I don't really have any hope for this one. Other than that, no. Deadpool 3, I am looking forward to, but like you said, Cameo City, I'm even a little bit tired of all the random cameos that have no influence on the plot at all. That's why I'm looking forward to Secret Wars, because hopefully the cameos in that will actually affect something.
Yes, and it'll end everything. I'm so sick of all of this multiversal, like, we're going to jump in and, like, you know, Deadpool kills the Fox universe or whatever. Let's integrate him in the MCU. I just want all that to be done and over with.
I'm going to be very honest with you. I think that's why we haven't seen the mutants. I think that they know that the fatigue for everything they've got going on right now is so bad that I think they're just going to hold on to the mutants till after the saga. And then it'll kind of, well, I think we're going to get a long break from like all the heroes we know and love. Then they're going to do a lot of mutant shit. And then they'll go back and be like, hey, you remember Iron Man? Here he is again, you know.
Oh my god. Oh yeah, I've seen all those rumors where it's like Robert Downey Jr. is gonna come back as Iron Man and Chris Evans is gonna come back as Captain America. Just don't.
Yeah.
Like, enough. Let them rest.
Let them die. Literally. Let
it's
them
called
die.
Rest in peace, you guys.
But it's also what they do in the comic books. Like, Captain America got literally shot in the head in at the end of, I think, the Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
Or like, I don't know if it was the climax of Civil War in the comics or whatever. And then he came back, right? As Spider-Man.
Well, but that's the nature of comic books, though. And they'll do that with each run. But with movies, it's different because people are going to get tired of it way quicker, especially because it's comics. Those come out on a more regular basis. But if you're waiting like years for a movie and then it just negates everything that happened in the previous one, it's going to just piss people off.
Yeah, it screws off continuity. It pisses off fans. I totally get that.
Mm-hmm.
So there's two things on my radar in particular I'm excited for this year. Deadpool is kind of like one of those things that I feel like you just have to show up for, because at this point it's literally the only Marvel theatrical event. I'm actually looking forward to Agatha more than anything. Am I the only one who's excited for Agatha?
I mean, I think it'll be, I'm kind of excited for it. I mean, I love Aubrey Plaza, and I like the, you know, where it's like they're saying like the Emerald Witch or whatever, and the Scarlet Witch, and like the different colors of the rainbow witches and their different powers and stuff. And that part of it does excite me. I'm just like over all these, what is it actually called? It's going to end up being called Agatha all along. And I'm like, can we just get, I'm tired of the games.
Yeah, no, I totally get that. All the titles have slapped, though, so far.
Oh, for sure. But that's why I saw this thing where it was like, maybe that'll be like each of the episode names.
I was going to say that. I did see that as well.
And I'm like, okay, you know what? I guess I could do that. But it's got to stop toying with my feelings, man. Like, just really pick something and settle.
And also, I mean, the fact that it has Aubrey Plaza in it, it's supposed to set up like the real I mean, and it really is the only thing, other thing about like the mystical side of the MCU that we're getting in a while. We kind of got a taste of it with Werewolf by Night, but they're not planning on doing any. Like Blade, another project that I think was supposed to come out like this year. We're not seeing that till like 2027.
Nope.
So, all right. So Agatha Darkhold Eyes, which, as I said, it still doesn't have, like, they gave, how are you going to give me a list of everything that's coming out? And that's the one thing that does not have a date. It has like a quarter that it's expected to come out, but whatever, I digress. And then I'm looking forward to the Planet of the Apes, but Alien. I think this next Alien movie is going to be really good.
For a second, I thought you were going to be like, Alien, the children's book. Like, the doing, like, A is for Alien, X is for Xenomorph. God. Did you see that?
It's a golden book at that. Jesus. I know.
Oh, I'm going to have to get it for Wesley.
Yeah.
It's going to be his first horror movie.
I'm curious to see what it is. Honestly, like, how do you write that as a kid's book? And the alien, lived happily ever after. Like, that's so dumb, but whatever. So did you guys watch Priscilla?
No.
No.
Mm-mm. So, do you know who Kaylee Spaney is at all?
I mean, I've seen the trailers, and I know she's up for a Golden Globe tonight, yeah, but that's about
yeah. She's the star of it. She's I'm trying to think. She was in Mare of Easttown. She was in the sequel to Pacific Rim, which I actually thought was actually pretty decent. She's done a lot of stuff. She was in that movie with Chris Hemsworth, where he was like a Charles Manson kind of, the Bad Times at the El Royale.
Oh, she was in that.
She plays the sister to Dakota Johnson's character. She's a really fine actress.
I really liked that movie. That was a good movie. Yeah.
So she's going to be like the Ripley character in this one. Then they also have like Isabella Merced, who's going to be in the Madame Web movie. She played Dora in the live action.
Lord.
Yeah. I think she's a pretty good actress too.
No, although she's good, but I'm just thinking about that trailer.
Yeah. We'll save that for February. I can't wait to talk about that movie. And who else? I don't know. Jordan, you probably saw Rye Lane.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, that's really weird. I rewatched it yesterday.
Yeah, the guy from that is in the new Alien movie.
Oh, is he?
Yes.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah, no, I was really happy to see that. And a couple of other underrated actors.
It doesn't make me want to see the film anymore, but good for him. Like, I'm a big Alien fan, but I don't think they've been good since the second Alien film, sadly.
I think something tells me this one's just been like so low key that it's got to be good. That just, I honestly, it
but will it be as good as Prey?
That's what I was going to say. It reminds me of Prey with like how low key that one was, where everybody was like, oh, they're making another Predator movie. And then nobody really heard anything about it until the first trailer came out. And then everybody was like, oh, that looks good. So the marketing kind of has me curious to that degree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's why I'm kind of excited. But
Prey is the only Predator film I've ever enjoyed. I've not liked any of the others. Now I watched Prey and I was thoroughly entertained and I gave it a really good review.
Yeah,
so hopefully I do Alien.
Those are just the things that I'm looking forward to. Let's talk about the things that were supposed to come out or things that are noticeably missing from this schedule. There's no animated Disney movie.
No. Yeah, that's
which a
crazy.
Lot of people were pissed about.
Because it'll be the first time they've missed it in like what? How many years? They do a Thanksgiving movie like
every year. And also, we have not had one announced.
Mm-mm.
Me and Skylar were going back at this, and I think we even spoke about it in one of the last couple podcast episodes. We were like, we don't know what's going to happen. We have heard rumors. We had the Blackbeard one, Princess and the Pea.
Yeah.
But we don't know. And that's kind of scary, but also I think that they're taking, like, I think Disney's actually listening to, like, the feedback of Wish, which, if you haven't heard me and Jordan's episode of Wish, which, have you seen Wish yet, Jordan?
I still haven't. I thought it'd be on Disney Plus on Christmas.
I haven't seen it either.
That's
I was going to go see it.
Very telling.
And I have not seen it.
The fact that they didn't just throw it on Disney Plus in the hopes that it would get awards, like they did with Encanto. I don't know. I think they're being very receptive because think their animation arm has been their pride and joy for years. But another thing that blows mine about this list is it's like very one-sided. Like it's all about like really Disney stuff. But like by the time this came out, they had already acquired Hulu. So I'm curious as to why they didn't put any other like Hulu stuff on this. Like that movie that comes out this week, Self-Reliance. The one with Jake Johnson. Like, I think like, those are like cool little niche projects I think deserve to be on a calendar like this, that deserve to have theatrical windows. I think that movie ended up only being in theater for one night only last week.
I think so, yeah.
I don't know. I'm just very – this whole thing rubs me the wrong way. I think I knew from the get-go that either Elio or Inside Out were going to be pushed back because they both – one, they were scheduled to come out like 2 months within 2 months of each other.
Yep.
But I'm kind of pissed that Elio got pushed back because Inside Out, we kind of know what we're going to get. More emotions, you know, just a twist on the
puberty.
Yeah. But Elio actually seemed pretty interesting. I'm not going to lie.
And especially to, like, to ride that America Ferrera high after Barbie would have been like genius.
Which, congratulations, she's in the MCU now.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I have not. I don't know if she is she in. And I've only seen through episode 7. She's not in 8 or 9, right? It's just that trailer for season 3.
Yeah. That's another thing. I think. Quote me if I'm wrong, but season 3 was scheduled to come out this year, right? Or
I'm not certain. I would not mind seeing it sooner rather than later. I did not like the first season of What If, but this one I actually watched the episodes and didn't just like scroll on Facebook through them. So
nah, they totally lost me at the Howard the Duck one. I think
was the first one.
No, was it? No, in the first season.
Oh, okay. I was like, what are you talking about? He was in the first episode this season.
No, the Howard, the one in the, where he got married to like Darcy.
That's oh, yeah.
That was where I kind of checked out. I was like, okay, their writer's room was just like on LSD or something. They were just like, anything goes. What if anything happens, you know? So with all that being said, 2024 actually looks like a pretty depressing year in terms of Disney content. I mean, I am curious to see how like The Acolyte and Skeleton Key turn out, but like realistically in terms of timeline, I just want to know when they're going to be released, because if they're released back to back, then the hype is just going to cancel each one out. And I'm curious, Andor's not on the list, even though Andor was supposed to come out this year, right?
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, Andor came out in 2022, believe it or not. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't believe it. So it's bizarre. But nevertheless, what are some things, I mean, if there's anything that I'm forgetting that was supposed to come out? Oh, Lilo and Stitch, right? Isn't that rumored to come out in June?
Oh my gosh.
Right?
I forgot about that one too.
Yeah, so there's so much crap out there. Anything that you guys... that's not on this list that you thought was going to come out this year, Disney-wise, or anything else that you're excited for that may not be Disney-related to close out the show?
I think the one like non-Disney property that I'm super excited about, I saw the trailer for If, and I actually think it looks pretty cute. I mean, like I said earlier, I love Ryan Reynolds, but like, I just really like the concept, and I love Steve Carell, and I think he's just adorable, and this seems like he's playing a bigger version of, I don't know if it reminds me of Jim Parsons' character from Home. Yeah, no, that one, it just looks really cute, and like, it's gonna be a fun time, so I'm looking forward to that one for sure.
I'm looking forward to the new Spider-Man, if it comes out. Unless it gets delayed.
Oh, that's definitely not coming out this year, dude.
Oh, Beyond Spider-Man? No way.
I know. Other than that, there's like nothing. I can't think of anything else. Well, the X-Men show. I'm quite looking forward to X-Men, is it 97?
Yeah, I'd be curious to see how that turns out. I like that they're keeping with continuity and that Professor X is not going to be in it because he's kind of dead.
Yeah.
What I was going to say regarding If, I'm calling it right now, which by the way, my son, we went to go see, I think, Migration or something. And my son was like, oh my God, Grimace. And I was like, I don't think they know what they've done with that character.
Oh boy.
But I'm calling it right now. And I want it in the record. Ryan Reynolds' character is an imaginary friend.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I'm calling that. Yeah. That's going to be like a twist or something. But all right, I'm glad I wasn't the only one who saw it. I think I've seen too many movies at this point. All right, what else was I gonna say?
Oh, didn't you say something about Mickey's Mousetrap?
Oh, yes. Thank you for reminding me. We forgot to talk about the copyright expiring, except now we're kind of talking about it. So, as you guys all know, the copyright for Mickey Mouse expired on midnight on January 1st or December 31st, whatever. Bottom line is Disney no longer has rights to the Steamboat Willie version of the character. On the first day, we saw all these trailers and announcements for all these projects that have already been in development. I got a chance to... So the trailer came out for Mickey's Mousetrap, so which is the first Mickey horror movie. The day that it happened, I was like, I have so many questions. I messaged you, Jordan. I said, Jordan, like, I'm talking to these guys. Do you have anything that you want? I messaged Skylar. I was like, dude, how is this even legal? So I did some digging. I found one of the producers on Twitter, and I followed him. He followed me back almost immediately. I was like, oh, shit. Let me see if I can message him. I messaged him. He got back to me within a few hours, and then we were talking. I said, hey, I want to interview you. I'm curious to pick your brain about this. So I spoke to him and the director the other day, and it was so the way it worked out was like so perfect, so organic. And I asked him about like the legality of the movie. I asked them why Mickey, when they got the idea. They came up with the idea in 2023, summer of 2023. So like 4 months ago, 5 months ago, this wasn't even a thing. Like they just put this together one day. But I know the trailer, it looks kind of cheesy, but talking with them, I think it's actually going to be a banger. I do think it's going to be a banger. And I've spoken to them. They're going to try to, whenever it comes out, and try to give me a screener or screening to go to. So we're in. And if you guys want to check out the full interview, which is fantastic, it's on our YouTube channel and it's also on our website if you want to check it out. But yeah, I thank you. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, I did have to turn the comments off on your Twitter post about it, though, because we started getting a lot of shit. There's a lot of people are upset about the whole Mickey Mouse situation.
I mean, it's public domain, though. People are going to do what they're going to do. So
yeah, but I think also people were just getting upset. I saw this one person who was like, why is it that we're taking, like, beloved children's things, like Winnie the Pooh, Mickey Mouse, Peter Pan, Bambi, and we're planning on, like, horrorizing them? Like, why is that the genre that we're taking things that were explicitly designed for a certain generation and like there's a word that I'm looking for, but they're just like mutating them into something that's completely wrong, you know, for like wrong for what it was. And I think a lot of people are getting really upset about that because they can't differentiate that that there can be a difference.
Exactly. And I asked the directors about that. I said, why horror? And their simple reason was like, we took a character and we did a buddy comedy with it. That's kind of what Disney's been doing for years. So they wanted to do something that was totally unexpected. And they also told me that, like, they're absolute Disney fans. They love Disney. One of them, Fantasia, is like his favorite movie of all time. They're just, honestly, talking to them, they were just like absolute cinephiles. And they're just really excited because, and I think a big part of it too was that they wanted to be the first ones. And they didn't expect to be the first ones. They thought that on the first day, all these movies would be releasing trailers. But they honestly won the rat race, so to speak. No pun intended. So I don't know. I think it's a really great conversation. I think it's about, like, the whole thing taught me is like, don't judge a book by its cover.
Mm-hmm.
Even with the Winnie the Pooh movie, that one wasn't great, but you have to admire them for having the balls to do something like that. Because you know it's going to get hate. Winnie the Pooh is a beloved character. Newsflash, in the next 10 years, Superman, Batman, a slew of other characters are going to go public domain. This is just the beginning.
That's bad. I was having a whole conversation with, I think it was my father, about it. And he's like, if the company is still actively using the characters, they shouldn't be allowed to be used by other people. Like, if they're still putting out new content, they shouldn't be able to, other people shouldn't be able to take them, because it's just going to make it really confusing.
True. But that's the law.
Yeah.
It's honestly out of our wheelhouse. Yeah. But, now, Jordan, thanks for reminding me. And that is, I guess, one of the most, the projects I'm most excited for this year. Though the thing about the release date, it was supposed to come out in March, but now I think they're going to push it back. So I wouldn't be surprised if we have to wait till like October to see it. But that may change because there might be other projects that come out and they may just want to be the first one that comes out. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's pretty much it. Anything else you guys want to say about the new year before we end this?
I want to say that Mickey's Mousetrap, the name is very clever because they're getting around a trademark, and also we see what they're going for.
Yeah, no, that's good.
Yeah,
that's what I like most about it.
The title? Yeah, the title is pretty clever. And I like, I didn't ask them about the lore, which I probably should have. But it seems to me that it's not going to be like the actual mouse. It's more like a guy wearing the mask.
Yeah.
It's not going to be actually Mickey Mouse who comes out of Disney's book or whatever, like Winnie the Pooh is. So should be a fun time. What about you, Amber? Anything else you want to say about the new year? Anything you're excited about?
I am currently drawing another blank. No, honestly, it just seems like there's going to be such a dry spell of stuff. That's probably why I can't even think of anything, but I'm just excited for, you know, for Lion King, Inside Out 2, and just whatever else happens to pop up, or if they keep changing, shifting things. Dune Part 2 comes out in March. I want to hear Austin Butler's voice in that and see if he sounds like Elvis.
Oh, Dune. Yeah, he's not. He's going to sound like a creature or something. I heard his voice for that.
You heard it already?
Yeah, he sounds like a monster or something. He sounds like a sadistic person.
Because that was like the whole joke was like, if he still sounds like Elvis, because he was like, I was speaking like that for so long, I got stuck that way.
Imagine. I'm curious because Sting played that character in the original movie. So I'm curious to see his take on it. Yeah. Dune's wild. The whole Dune, David Lynch.
I watched the first movie finally and I was like, dang, that was really good. Like, I wonder what happens in the books. And then I wikied all six books and I was like, oh no, I don't know why you would want to adapt this into movies. No one's going to want to watch that.
Yeah. It's weird. It's a very weird franchise, but alas, I'm excited. 2024, new year for us, new year for the podcast, new year for the website. It's going to be exciting. And I guess to close this out, I'm just very excited to take everybody out on the ride with us. And we hope that you enjoy this wonderful journey. We've got a lot of great content planned. Some fun interviews for the website. Some fun reviews. Some really great things that we cannot wait for you to read. And that's just on top of the news that we don't even know is going to come out yet. So make sure you
stick around. I have one more thing.
Yeah, go for it.
I don't know when this episode goes out, but everyone has until the 12th of January to enter the Frozen competition on Twitter. You could win 2 tickets to see Frozen the musical.
And this is where's the musical at? In London?
In London. So, and transport is not included. So I'm sorry to all the Americans that have been entering these past 2 weeks, but you might win, but I don't know how you're going to get there. So,
very important to note that. That's just, please tell me you had that as an asterisk somewhere.
I have like 10 bullet points terms and conditions below the competition tweet that people seem to have been ignoring.
That's great.
People are going to pay more to fly there than they would for the tickets.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They're going to win and be like, oh my God, I won. Now we dropped $2,000 on, you know, plane tickets.
I'll tell you what, anybody who wins this contest that is from America will figure out another way to comp you so that Jordan can give this to some fellow Brits. All right. Yeah. Sound good? Thank you. Thank you for mentioning that, Jordan, and clarifying that, because that is hilarious. But I think that's all the time that we have for today. I want to thank you guys once again for listening, taking the time out of your day to be a part of this audience, be a part of this community. And I want to thank my lovely co-hosts, Amber and Jordan, once again, for reuniting. It feels so good. Until next time, we are News from the Castle.
Bye.
Bye.